Swampcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Please, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoes.
So hey guys, we're here again with Ryan, who's becoming a quite a regular on the show here.
I'm doing my best.
So what game are we talking about now, Ryan?
Hide, H-I-D-E.
Okay.
As an acronym, it's a fun game.
Okay. Well, tell us something good about Hide.
It puts a little bit of a twist on kind of a dice rolling and strategy game without being too in-depth. Took me a minute to work through all the rules, but I really enjoyed the way it actually played out with my friends and I.
Okay. Well, go ahead and tell us something bad about Hide, then.
It's one of those games where, despite being a fairly quicker gameplay, the first time you're playing through it, you're flipping through the rules 7 or 8 times. You're going, wait, let's go back to this, let's go back to that, and kind of goofing a few things up.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit slow on the uptake because of the depth of the rules, but once you've played through it, it's not hard. If we had somebody playing with us that was experienced, I think it would have pulled us through a lot quicker.
Okay. And give us something in our other category for Hide.
You know, a lot of people are not big fans of dice rolling games for the randomness they bring in.
Uh-huh.
This is mitigated by the way the gameplay goes. I'm not going to go into the details on it, but I would say that if you're one of those, I don't play dice rolling games, you should still consider giving this one a shot.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you for talking with me about Hide.
My pleasure.
It was our board game reviews from the Swarmcast. If you don't like it, then come over and kick your...
Tail! Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.